Miles?
Oh, come on. I do something a little different, and you just gotta.
Gotta up you.
Yeah, you always gotta do you and your one upmanship here.
I like doing that.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I see why your family doesn't like you so much.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
So, you know, Halloween just passed. Nice it's Halloween, up. Yeah. I posted some of the videos that you've made over the years.
Thank you.
That we co-made, I suppose I should really say.
We co-made them.
I always give you all the credit, you know.
Bob and Matt actually did all the work.
No, you do. You are the face of Static Radio for what it is.
Would you say I am the wind beneath your wings?
No, I wouldn't say that. That sounds terrible.
Oh.
No, you are the face. You go out. Well, you haven't done it recently, but you used to go out and you would go to functions and you would record stuff, and it was very funny.
Yeah,
the Vamp Fest to me still is one of the funnier pieces. I mean, it is very funny if you watch it for what it is. It is very funny, and then I do all the editing and the post production and all that good kind of stuff. But you do all of the, you know, time. You press the flesh. You're out with the peoples.
Yeah, I liked. We did one something called a Tattoo Fest a couple times.
Yeah, Tattoo Fest. I think the Van Fest is funnier though. I don't know.
And you kind of called me out on the first one because you said, geez, you know, you're trying to really film this girl's boobs. It's pretty obvious.
Right,
and
yeah, yeah.
You cropped out her head most of the shot, and I denied right. it, and I watched it. And,
yeah, you did.
You know, you're right. Yeah, I did pretty much.
Yeah, you were just focused on her breasts. Yes.
Pretty much. I don't know what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah. Her boobs were talking to you.
Evidently. I was buying it, whatever it was. I was buying it. I was like, okay.
Well, I think that the... The gang sign talk with the little chubby girl with the glasses and the tall blonde-haired guy in VampFest is one of the funnier pieces ever. So
we do this so everyone gots it?
Yeah, everyone gots it. And then, of course, the fat nerd guy comes in and kind of ruins the whole thing. But that was, you know, that was okay. But he kind of put the kibosh on the fun there.
So. I think my favorite one was the lady with the fangs. What was my?
Oh yeah, well yeah, and she ended up being at Tattoo Fest too, didn't she?
Yes, we saw a lot of her at Tattoo Fest.
Yeah, so yeah, she was in both places. She's a doer. She's a joiner.
She was a an independent contractor, I guess is what they like to call themselves.
Oh yeah, she's an independent contractor.
She was an adult entertainer is what she was. So.
And you're very rude to people asking them if they're going to suck somebody. It was a very funny piece. And that was all the way back in 1999.
Hey, that first girl, though, you got to admit, she would have said, yeah, you know.
Who's that?
The first girl in that video.
Oh, the band manager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's cutie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been over 10 years ago now. Holy
moly! At least, yeah.
But yeah, that was early forays into video.
Yeah.
Early internet forays into video. So.
Yeah. Go check it out, man.
Yeah, I put it on the Facebook. I was inspired by. You probably didn't watch this, but there's another guy on the. he does stuff. Podcasting and so forth. He's a Midnight Citizen, midnightcitizen.com, Mike Booty. And he was in a little movie called MacLees that he made this year, right? Mm-hmm. With some friends of his. It's a very cute, very cute video. If you look it up, go to midnightcitizen.com. You can watch it. So anyway, he had it up for Halloween because it's a Halloween-inspired tale. Are you okay? Jeez, let me... Put down the hookah, for Christ's sake.
I like to smoke pot when I do this
shit. Yeah, I guess so.
Continue on.
Like a prospector, just a big slug of whiskey or something.
I was checking my own prostate. So. Sorry.
You all need to, apparently. Go back a few shows. So anyway, Mike Booty had a video, and I'm like, hey, you know what? That reminds me. You know, Miles, we put these videos together a number of years ago. I should get some more play, you know?
Yeah.
So I dusted them off, blew the dust off, put the YouTube links up. And then the other one was Haunted Macomb, which you went on a haunted tour and were allowed to videotape.
Yeah, yeah.
And we put together a piece about where you were at in some, I don't know, some... newspaper office and some other place, and I don't know where yeah. you were at, but that one's not so much funny as it is weird.
Yeah.
Strange, as it were.
There was a weird vibe.
It was a weird vibe. I like that one especially because I took the opportunity in editing to add, you know, to enhance the sound a bit, so.
Yeah, you did.
So it was a very weird soundscape. Piece, yeah. So, but no, those are on Facebook recently. I don't know. The problem with Facebook is everything just goes by. It's like life, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing stays in one place. It just keeps continually going by. Yeah. So,
it's like a river.
That's right. Yeah. Letting the days go by. So anyway, check those out. You go to YouTube and look up Static Radio. Or Bob Lemon or Miles Tidal and find any one of those. But there's a bunch more out there. We've got several short videos out there that we've made over the years. So I believe Haunted Macomb was 2006, Vamp Fest was 99, Tattoo Fest was 99 and 2000. And there's other ones out there. When you went to Trek Fest in 2009, and I mean, not every year we do one, but... just about, you know, about once every couple of years.
Yeah.
You go out and do something, and then I finally put it together. So it's good to do. So anyway, Halloween, right? So your kids, you guys have a good Halloween?
It was okay. It wasn't as exciting as last Halloween, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Well, I had a pretty good. My kids had a pretty good Halloween again this year. We've been invited for the last few years over to these folks' house. They have kind of a impromptu Halloween party of sorts, and you know, it was raining this year, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't raining horribly. It was only raining lightly, but
right.
And so over there, you know, just random people stop by and so forth. And we live out in the country. There's nobody, you know, if my kids wanted to go trick-or-treating, they get like one thing because there's nobody out here who's handing out candy, you know.
Right.
And so we go into the cul-de-sacs of the, you know, suburban sprawl and raid the candy there. And I had candy to give out at the other folks' house so they wouldn't have to supply all the candy. But, you know, we kind of take more than we give. Be honest, so
I can see that.
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
and so my son and daughter are there running around collecting candy. So I was hanging out because my daughter's old enough now. Her and her friends or whatever, they're almost, you know, too old to really go trick or treating at this point. They do anyway, but they run around on their own and on Moss, a bunch of girls, and then. My son goes out with my wife usually, and or myself, because he's still younger. But I was hanging out at the party, and then there was this little kid there who they'd go out and trick or treat, and then they'd come back to base camp. You know what I mean? And eat a little candy, and then run back out and go down another street.
Yeah.
And get some more candy. So, you know, and I'm trying to think of a way to be delicate about this, but. You know, You don't. This kid, it suffers from dwarfism, right? So he is a dwarf, and he's a little tiny kid, probably kindergarten, first grade, something like that. And so it just, you don't see that every day. You know what I mean?
You
That's not a
don't.
common experience. Because if you looked at him, to be honest with you, you'd just think he was not a kindergartner, but kind of like a toddler, because he's that small, you know?
Can he walk?
Oh, yeah, he scoots around. Yeah, he walks around.
Does he talk?
Yes. Yes, he
Okay.
talks. He's a kindergartner, for Christ's sake. He's.
No,
But
I
he.
don't know. I didn't see the kid. I don't know. I'm just trying to,
But I'm just saying, and if I weren't, and his parents weren't there and everything, you wouldn't know just by glancing at him, like in a parking lot at the mall or something, that this kid was a tiny person, a little person.
Right.
You would just think he was a little kid.
Right.
And so he's scooting around at the party and talking to folks and whatnot, and everything. Just cute as a button, cute kid. But it's just one of those things where you're like, you know what? I just never see that before.
Did he have to go get your beer for you at any point?
No, there was beer drinking, but I was not drinking. And
You were not being mean, like, hey, why don't
no,
you
yeah, hey kid.
go get your
Now,
beer?
I did think that it was a little inappropriate that his costume said Little Ninja, and he was in fact a little ninja, but I don't know that. I think he must have picked that out, but
Doesn't just go without saying, pretty much what it is,
yeah, I know, but it had it written on there, and I'm like,
Does
is that appropriate, really? I don't
that
know.
be pointed out that,
No, I mean, he's small. He's a small
Yeah.
guy. Yeah, he's a cute little guy, but
Like if you were wearing like a Halloween costume and it said, fat bastard,
yeah, fat. Yeah, could be. Yeah, I don't think they'd need to have that.
that, right, I mean, it's overkill. I mean, like, yeah, everyone can see that,
Yeah, that's
Right?
true. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, and I don't know, I didn't ask. This is all, I'm probably more peculiar in the setting as a person, right? If you were if you were there at the party, right?
Yeah.
And you were looking around, I would be more peculiar to you than the little guy.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I
That's
just want to put some perspective on this, because people think, this is the this guy is the peculiar little guy. No, it's me. I'm more peculiar than he is by far. But I'm standing there and I'm looking around and I'm trying to fit in and so forth, and I'm not very good at those kind of things. And so
When I first met you, I thought you were a drug dealer.
yeah, probably at that point in time, I looked very much like a drug dealer.
Yeah, you looked exactly like a drug dealer. Like, yes, that's what I would think if I saw you sitting at a party. I'm like, oh, this guy's got weed.
I probably did have a drug dealer vibe at that point in time. Now my hair is very short, and
Yeah.
I just am, I'm just a little odd. Not so much a drug dealer now, but more like kind of a Bernard Goetz kind of a person, I
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, sure. I'll go with you on that. All right. Bernie Getz, yeah.
I don't know if I'd be a Bernie Goetz, but I'm just saying
Yeah.
I'm not I don't function normally at those kind of things, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm a
Yeah.
little more different, and so I just thought it was interesting to watch this guy run around. Now, his parents, I believe these are his birth parents, are not little people.
Okay.
So you have two folks that are, regular, I'm gonna call them, and then they have a little person. I don't think that he's adopted either. I think that that's his parents, because he looks like his father a lot, but
Because you can't like order that like when you're trying to order
I
children.
don't think so. I don't know.
You can't
I don't
say
remember the form whenever I got my kids, but
anything.
I don't think they actually let me pick anything out, to be honest with
Yeah, pick out like give them
you.
a certain amount of.
So I thought that was interesting. Did you know that there is it's like a gene thing, so.
But he's a healthy kid.
Oh no, he's a fantastic little guy. Yeah, he's
Running
cool.
around.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a weird Halloween thing. I felt like I was in like a David Lynch thing for a little bit there. I'm like, You know, this guy is kid gonna start speaking backwards or something on me.
Did
But
you ever see the movie Goldfinger?
yeah, that's right.
Which...
No, it'd be a man with a golden gun.
Oh, whoa, jeez. Oh, boy, was that a... Oh, boy, did I blow that.
Yeah, he blew that one.
Okay, just edit that part out. We'll start
Yeah,
again.
we're not
Hey, kid, you ever
editing
see the man with the golden gun?
that. Yeah,
Just edit
so.
that part out. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that was just that he would. The thing is, I saw him last year as well, but I didn't think about it. So this year, I was talking to you ahead of time, and you're like, "Oh, you should just do that as your story, or whatever." All right.
I was like, I could be cruel off, off, air,
Yeah, I know you're more. I was like, I don't want to be. This is a nice kid, nice
I know, because I
homeboy.
was saying like Billy Barty and stuff like
Yeah, you're
that,
saying Billy Barty and stuff.
is not very nice, bad. And...
No, he get a lot of candy too, boy.
Well, I'm sure he's a sweet kid.
Yeah, so, but you know, it is one of those things. I'm always, what do I want to say? I'm very accepting of different people. I'll put it that way. People who are different, I'm very accepting of. And as
Look at me.
point, yeah, point. Yeah, look at you, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll go to a restaurant with you. Come on.
Yeah.
And when I worked at a video store a number of years ago, I would be the one who always helped the people who were like the deaf people, you know, the people who are obviously, you know, look like Eddie Dizon. If you know who Eddie Dizon is, he's a character actor. You know,
Yeah.
rather, super nerdy
Yeah.
people and people who are different or people who are slightly challenged in some
That'd be
way.
hilarious to see him go into a video store.
Hey, yeah.
Hey!
You know, all those people, I was the one who helped them. Even, you know, the pervy ones who are, you know, asking me about all the pornos and everything. Or the dude, Dick, remember I told you about that guy? Yeah, I helped that guy out, yeah.
I bet you did.
So, you know, I'm always except so whenever, but the other thing is though, I'm always like on the lookout too, you know. I'm always like, oh, well, that person's a little bit odd. And so it goes hand in hand, so,
Right.
you know, just saying. 'Cause I think I probably fit in the category. You know, I'm in Animal House whenever they walk Dorfman and here's Raheem and whoever and all the different guys that they didn't
Right.
want to. That's where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you're definitely, you're definitely in that circle.
Yeah, I get moved over to that area of the pledges.
Were you accepted at this party? Like, did they accept you in as their own, or?
Yeah, but I'm not real good with the chitter chatter that goes on at these kind of things. I don't like cars. I could have gave two fucks about the Cardinals in the World Series.
Cardinals, Boston.
Yeah, I'm not into football, right? Because when the Cardinals got their ass handed to them by Boston, then when we moved on to football, right? So, you know, I don't. That's just not my thing. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? I can't talk about any of that stuff, so I just kind of stand around listening most of the time. And you know, nod my head and yeah, well, whatever. You know, so it was a little uncomfortable because that's just not my shtick, you know.
Yeah.
But the guy, his house, he's they're him and his wife invited us over and so forth. He invites me every year, so I assume I'm not too creepy.
How do you know this guy?
I coached basketball a number of years ago for my daughter, and he was a coach as well. And
Oh,
our daughters,
okay.
so yeah.
So you go freeload off some rich guy, basically, and
I don't know if he's a rich guy, but you know,
richer than you, though, right?
I have no idea. No idea.
Nicer house than yours.
Oh, yeah, but that's just because I'm odd. I like odd things.
Yeah,
I
true.
could have a nice house if I wanted to, but I'm not gonna pay for
Well,
that.
all right. Well, there you go.
You know?
There you go.
So, I mean, I could go get the house up there, but I'm like, eh, I don't want that. I want to kind of be left alone, so.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, he's just a regular dude. He's a very nice dude, and
your Kennedy compound house that you have.
I don't know if it's a Kennedy compound, but
Yeah, I've been there once, yeah.
yeah, it certainly is a little bit off the beaten path, but
Yeah.
the no, he's just a nice regular dude, and just, hey, and so I don't know, you got
Hey,
me.
Bob, why don't you come over to my house later on?
Yeah, well, no, he's like, you're just invited. Have to bring the kids. We're gonna have hot dogs and, marshmallows.
Wear some shorts. Wear some shorts
Yeah,
and
wear some shorts. You're good to go. I'm like, sure, okay.
All right.
My wife is Facebook friends with his wife, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're hot now, but no, okay, gotcha.
No, I don't. I'm not friends with her.
So, are you dressed up as anything?
No, I was just dressed up like myself. I joked that I was gonna try to find one of those hats that says "Gone Squatchin'." I'd be Bobo from Finding Bigfoot, but just because I'm a big dumb-looking guy.
You look, yeah, I was gonna say, you look like you could be,
My kids made. I said I was gonna do that. My kid says no hair, so.
you could be, who's it? Is it, what's his, Judah Freelander? What is his name,
Yeah,
Jason?
Judah Freelander. If I were to, either get some fake hair or grow what's left of my hair out, I could be a Judah Freelander with big glasses on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you need them big ass Harry Carey glasses.
Yeah, I could say mustache rides or something on my hat.
Yeah, number one something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have pulled that off
I
easily.
oh, easily, yes.
Yeah.
So, but all in all, it's a good Halloween. The kids got
Your
lots of candy.
Halloween.
Yeah, they still haven't ate all the candy. They got a bazillion pieces of candy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even mooched that much yet. So,
Anyone got any Mary Jane candy for daddy?
yeah. So, how about you? What's happening with you here?
I'm still obsessed with all this cheap gas that's going on.
Cheap gas, okay.
Gas prices are under $3.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why you're an old man now, talk about gas prices all the time.
Hey, remember back in '86, it was $1.80.
When I was a kid, we'd fill up with ethyl
And we liked it.
for 35 cents a gallon. I remember that.
And I thought, okay, well, I'll go gas up both the cars, and I did the one car, no problem. The second car had some hesitation starting. I don't know why. I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Because I've had problems with this car previously last spring, I think it
Now, is
was.
this the one your folks gave you, or is this the
No,
other
this is the
one?
one I actually am making payments
Oh,
on.
okay.
Yeah. I know it sucks.
Yeah, I know. Tell
Free
me about
cars
it.
are the best, as you know,
I do know. I've gotten a free
but
car or two in
because
my
we've both
time.
been there, we've both been whores for new car for used cars.
That's right. I've got a couple free cars.
And so anyway, so I gas up. I just, it's kind of cold out. I'm wearing actually shorts and a t-shirt, like a nasty looking t-shirt, my bear's hat, and like I've got like.
My testicles hanging out my shorts.
But I'm wearing like black dress shoes with it. You know what I mean? I look just really homeless. I have this whole homeless look to me, guys.
Yeah.
And so I go to leave, and the car will not turn over. It's like,
Did it actually do that, or did it just do nothing?
It's
Tinker, tinker.
where No, I'm like, uh-oh. So I just
Wah,
like.
wah.
So by after 30 seconds, I'm like,
I gotta take a crap.
I gotta take. Yeah, no, actually, I go, I caught my wife. So my wife, my wife has me brainwashed that you must like, free up the pumps like the very second you're done,
Right, yeah, you can't just sit there.
So I'm like, well, I'll just push my car back about. 20, 30 feet, there's like a, the edge of the property, there's a guardrail. I'll just push the car over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Oh,
basically.
this is another episode of My Retarded Dad.
Yeah, I know. So
I gotta push my car over there and sit there waiting for my help. Help! Help! I'm at the guardrail!
So the problem is the whole property is like on a hill.
And I'm trying to push it uphill to the god whale.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to do that. You know, so I've got the door open. And I'm kind of doing like a Fred Flintstone. You're trying to
lose. You realize that when the car doesn't start, you don't have power.
Yeah. And I didn't get too far with this whole project.
I'm yeah, like, you're probably huffing and puffing. Oh my god, physical labor is killing me.
And I think the underground gas pumps are right there because they sit up a little bit, you know, where they fill it up.
Oh,
know?
yeah, where they put the gas into the ground.
Because I think I was hitting that because all of a sudden I couldn't go anymore, you know?
This car's stuck. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Like, I'm still kind of like toward, I'm still not far from the pump. You know, no one could use the pump if they wanted to. It was like, wow, man. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll just rest up for a second, you know.
Somebody approach you and go, did you dress yourself today?
Well, you're stealing my story. Yeah, thank you. So,
yes, as a matter of fact, I would dress myself most days.
And this really has nothing to do with race or creed or color, but this very nice African-American lady shows up out of nowhere.
Okay.
Like she'd just been beamed down by Scotty. Just, bzzz, you know.
She needed to get gas, for Christ's sake.
No, she was you know, just parked in front of the building getting whatever she was getting.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, do you need help?
Yeah, well, that's nice.
I'm like, well, you know. About that time, right, I got, yeah, well, you know, all of a sudden, like, her and her, like, three kids are pushing my car.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you're like, can you help me push my car?
And I'm like, you know, because I was going to switch. I'm like, well, maybe you can, you know, steer it and I'll do the push. You know, because I didn't want, these aren't like, you know, this wasn't like a tall lady. I mean, she's like 5'5", 5'6",
yeah.
You know.
Well, she's strong, apparently.
You know, it's like the Super Friends that just showed up out of nowhere. You know, I got Apache Chief. I got, you know, it's like, God dang.
Apache Chief.
I mean, the nicest people. I mean, they just show up out of nowhere. They're like, okay. And so.
Meanwhile, a retarded mannequin. Need some help.
And, I'm halfway in the car and halfway out of the car, you know. Trying to do like this one-legged hop thing, to, you know. And my shoe fell off.
Oh, no, that was my Buster Brown.
That's my Rockport. Oh, shit.
My Buster Brown, it's a special shoe. It's got a lift.
This lady's like, did you lose your shoe? No, that's not mine.
Are you wearing a diaper?
Yes. In a manner of speaking.
It's just in case of accident. I can go on my own, I swear.
So these nice people. I don't know what possessed them, but they pushed me right exactly where I wanted to be, you know?
Yeah, probably because you looked like you're handicapped or something.
I must have that look to me like, we got to help this guy out.
Like, oh my.
They go, okay,
kids, let's go help out the let's go help out the helpless here.
I know. They're like, oh man, this poor guy, look at him.
Now did you buy everybody a candy bar or something or?
Well, here's the funny part.
Did they give you food?
No, I go, just for, I didn't say anything, but I go, just for grins, I'm just gonna see if the thing will start. And I get in there, it started right up.
Oh yeah, they're like, that dude's retarded.
He doesn't know how to drive a car.
That's right. Have you got a license, really?
Oh, my God. So they waved and left. He was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, didn't even give him a candy bar or anything.
No, they left so fast. I mean, they were like Superman. They showed up and took off. Like,
well, there you go.
On to the next thing. So, I mean, you know.
You,
really nice, good Samaritan people showed up, you know. Oh, my God. God bless them.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should bless them.
Yeah, I know.
You're out there, you know, in your ensemble.
My homeless man ensemble, you know.
You're
like, sexy.
Oh, look at that poor white man can't get his car moved.
He got, his shirt says sexy grandma.
Yes. Yeah. Are you a Bears fan?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, Dumb Bass Band, that's right. Dumb Bass.
Crappy t-shirt, you know,
Yeah.
everything crappy. Can't keep my shoes on, you know.
Got your special shoes knocked off.
I'm like the Polish Fred Flintstone, you know, trying to work it. Luckily, it's not like a big car. It's a medium-sized, you know, car. You know, it's not a.
It's no Chevy Beretta, but
And it's no Chevy Beretta, but it's probably about that size, you know.
yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Meanwhile, man, like the Super Friends just showed up,
Oh
you
my
know.
gosh.
So thank you, whoever you are. I want to thank you, whoever you are.
Oh, look, it's starting right up. I didn't need your help after all.
Oh, wait, that's how you start the car. Oops.
Oh, I forgot. I thought you just put the key in and you didn't know you had to turn it.
Yeah.
And then get to have instructions on dashboard or something.
Oh my God, that was really embarrassing when that thing started right up. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oopsies.
Okay, I gotta go now. See you later. Thanks
It'd
for
been
the
funnier if
push.
I just would have jumped in and just like sat in it and made him push it while I was sitting
Come on, people.
Put your box into it.
Come on, people now.
So.
Everybody get together.
Come on, push Miles' car right now.
That's
Right now. Well, that's
Oh my
it.
gosh. You
Well, thank you. Thank you.
they had to think that at first at least they had to think that you were like, you know, some kind of
He is a dumb cracker.
That's right.
I mean, this is not a racial thing, believe me. It's a racial thing.
Well, they had to think you were some kind of special person out there.
Like, we helped the retarded guy out today, kid.
That's right.
We've done
That's
our
right.
job.
We've
God
done
is
our
not
good
upon
deed,
us.
yes.
So,
Good deed of the day.
the deed of the day.
My retarded
There you go. Strikes again.
dad. Honey, can you go fill up both cars? I could try. I got one filled up. I got the minivan's much easier to drive. This sedan is just too hard for me. I don't sit up high enough. I can't. I need to see, be able to look down.
Shape of a tow truck. Form of ice.
That's right. Zan, Jana, help push. That's right. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine these people what they must have thought. They must have been like, there must be like some kind of halfway house around the corner or something. They just assumed that you lived there.
I assume they are very religious, I was hoping.
Yeah. You were hoping, yeah.
I was hoping, yes.
Yeah, because you didn't give them a candy bar or anything, for Christ's sake.
I was just happy the thing was
Should have
running.
took them all in and got them Slurpees or what, something.
Slurpee.
Oh, I touched something.
Fresca, everybody.
That's right.
Fresca,
Fresca.
meanwhile. Meanwhile. Dun, 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 dun. All right.
So what, be careful.
Yeah, my wife's giving me tips for later tonight here.
Back's kind of sore, so take it easy.
Sorry. Oh my goodness. I think that's the time to end with my
Yeah.
retarded dad. Meanwhile, at the gas station.